Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Don Lee. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy. Green reaches second base with a double. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Green moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Green. Rollins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Schilling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Zimmerman to Verhals and they have Malzone trapped. The throw over to Power, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Tillman throws towards first. Runnels fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Runnels. Allen moves to second. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen moves to third. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vir Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Bresut, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott pinch hits for Don Lee. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins strikes out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhulst takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhulst moves to second. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Verhulst moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Cott. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Hal Narragón now catching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragón settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy, who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bresut strikes out. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragón hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Narragón reaches second base with a double. George Banks pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Green strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-4 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.